I see this as simply another of the series of hysterias that the left has created. I don't know, Don, how much you covered it, but I recall you did cover it. I just don't know how much. And that is the, for example, the massive amount of anti-Semitism and racism that the Trump election unleashed. That was all a lie, pure lie. 100% lie.
Wait a minute.
I cannot let you get away with that. As someone who was on the receiving end of those horrible insults, I can tell you that it was not a lie. Okay. And I'm a conservative, lifelong Republican.
It's not a university.
So
you have to let people. You have
go
to
ahead,
let
Dennis.
People speak.
I
We're
will,
not at
but
a
I'm
university.
Not going to let you speak falsehoods as someone who lived it.
Excuse me. I will. Fine.
Good.
I completely. I have a 35-year record in the media. Never been once attacked for saying a falsehood. So just, I don't know what your record is, that's mine. So let me repeat. It was a 100% lie that his election unleashed anti-Semitism, and we'll start with that. Hundreds of Jewish community centers had bomb threats called in. To the best of our knowledge to this day, 90% of them were called in by a Jewish kid living, an American Jewish kid living in Israel, and the other 10% were a black radical who was trying to impress his girlfriend.
You're talking about
we
two
have
instances.
No example.
You're talking about
I'm
two
sorry?
Instances, Dennis. You're talking
no, not
about
two. Hundreds. Don, okay. not two.
Okay.
All the hundreds.
You're talking about two instances, and that is, I have to say that you're not right about that. But
why? Tell me where it's wrong.
Tell me where it's wrong. And the other Jewish conservatives that got savagely attacked on social media during this.
Everybody gets savagely attacked on social media.
Not like
this
that.
Is, this
not
was
like
not
that.
Unleashed
Jonah
by
Goldberg,
Donald Trump.
You can ask all of them.
Yes,
what they've
yes,
gone through.
I know
and for
Jonah
me,
Goldberg,
on the racism side of it, I
me.
Received that too. So, I mean, this
right.
I'm sorry, Don, but you know what? This conversation, when you bring people like this on, they're not helping the cause. You're deflecting,
right. you
you're trying to
on,
diminish
Don,
what's going on here, and you're not facing the reality of what actually happened during Trump's election.
I gave you one huge example of the anti-Semitism. I'm a Jew. I've written a major book on anti-Semitism.
The man you referenced made half a dozen threats out of hundreds.
No.
Yes, yes,
the Jewish
yes.
kid in Israel made about 150 of them. That's not true.
You're talking about
not,
a Jewish
the black
kid
guy,
in Israel. But
yes,
okay.
he did about 150 Jewish community centers. But I think the ratio, Larry Elder, a colleague of mine, who happens to be black, I think it's only relevant because we're talking about racism here, and doesn't think Trump has unleashed racism, did a CNN analysis, and it
just
seems
because
that
he's
it was,
black,
it, was
it doesn't mean that he is aware, and it doesn't mean that he is smart.
Oh,
and
he's
with
very
it.
Aware.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
one of the brightest guys I know.
And it doesn't also
color.
Mean that he is not co-opted by certain things and that he doesn't reap the benefits okay. of having
such
a certain
a cop
black
out.
Woman.
This is such a yeah. cop-out by conservatives that are in the tank for Trump. Selena,